Now, I want to share briefly from the Word of God. You know, we are talking about the loss of what? Wealth creation, financial prosperity. And today we're supposed to deal with what? Law of connection. Say law of connections. Amen. Now, God, when He blesses you, He has another person in mind. You know that, isn't it? And God created us not in isolation, but He created other people around us. Hallelujah. The problem that we have is that many people who want to be rich, they want to be rich alone. Hello? Many people who make progress in life don't want to tell people how they make progress. Especially about Babats. Can I talk to somebody this time? Especially black people. When they succeed, they want to succeed alone. There is this thing, I don't know, that makes you feel good that you are the only one who's driving a nice car. Can I talk to somebody here? Do you know what I'm talking about? It gives people this thing out there, Am I talking to somebody here? Say, neighbor, these are the things that cause trouble. Because you are the only one. They call you a high flyer. Huh? When I was born, say, neighbor, you are inviting witchcraft. You are waking up people, a witch that was sleeping. Amen? There is no way that God would want you to prosper alone in life. That kind of prosperity is demonic. It's not from God. You're all going to be rich. Amen. But some are going to be ahead of others. Amen. Those who are ahead must remember the ones that are behind. That is the way it works. I'm telling you, If rich people understood that, there will be very few poor people in the world. Are you hearing me? You see, rich people, what they do? They just build high walls. They go stay on the island. But they don't realize that the guy who's delivering bread there might be a thief. You're going to have to open that gate for somebody's going to deliver your food. That person may be a thief. Foolishness of this world. There's no way you can insulate yourself from people completely. Those who live in high halls, they have to come out at some point and go to the shop. If we knew that our wealth, God gives us wealth so that we can make other people wealthy as well. We would need less high walls. Amen? Amen. That kind of wealth is no different from witchcraft. Because witchcraft, we see people flying, you don't even know how they do it. Say, but do you know how they manage to write on a loaf of bread? Ask your neighbor, do you know? Did they tell you? They won't tell you. They keep it a secret, isn't it? Who knows here? Who knows? Please, do you know? I mean, it looks like somebody knows here. Isaac, do you know? Maybe somebody told you. Nobody tells anybody how it is done. So That kind of wealth and riches is no different, isn't it? From witchcraft. We used to say that if nobody knows how you do it, it's witchcraft, whatever it is. If nobody knows how you do it, how you succeed, it's witchcraft. Amen? So, the power of connection says that your life will be a lot better if others are empowered by you. In other words, you get more by giving more or by helping more. You will enjoy more what you have when you help others to get what you have. Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Proverbs 11 verse 25. It says, it's Proverbs 11 verse 25. Can you read it for me?
Proverbs 11, verse 25. Mm-hmm. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
Read it again for me.
Proverbs 11, verse 25.
Yes.
A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
One more time.
Proverbs 11, verse 25.
Yes.
A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
So whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Amen. There is benefit in helping another to be what you are. Amen? Now, God is going to lift you up in this church, but He's not going to leave anyone behind. Are you hearing me? God is not interested in creating an unequal society. You know, the Bible says that when the children of Israel left Egypt, there was no one feeble. Amen. He says He blessed them. They blessed them with silver and gold, and then it adds that there was no one weak. Amen. When they left Egypt, there was no one feeble. There was no one weak. They were all strong. Amen. What does it mean? It means that there was no one who was poor, no one who need anything. That's how God blesses people. I know that Jesus said that, the poor will always be with you. Amen. But remember that He's talking about everybody. It's not talking about the church. Oh, people. He's talking about all people. Those who do not accept Jesus Christ will need to take care of themselves. Will need to take care of them. But it doesn't mean that He's blessing poverty in our midst. Am I talking sense to someone? Hallelujah. Because when they left Egypt, which is a picture of us leaving the world, amen. A picture of us being born again. Hallelujah! When you're looking at people, children of Israel coming out of Egypt, and it says, they were blessed with what? Silver and gold. Amen. Amen. And there was no one weak in their midst. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. As we leave the world and we come to God, no one should be weak. Amen. And see, no one should be feeble. Amen. We should all be strong. Amen. Physically strong, financially strong. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. Are you blessed by this, Pastor? Or you're okay where you are? Maybe I'm bothering you. Are you okay? There was no one weak. Let's find that scripture for you. Hallelujah. I want you to also read Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. Just hold on to that one. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. We will come to it just now. Hallelujah. Let's look at that scripture.
Ecclesiastes.
No. We'll read that one later. Psalm 105, 37. Psalm 105, 37.
Psalm 105.
Yeah.
Verse 37.
Yes.
He also brought them out with silver and gold.
Yes.
And there was none feeble among his tribes.
Do you see that? Do you see that? He brought them out with what? He brought them out with what? And there was what? No one feeble. No one what? Feeble. None was weak amongst them when they were leaving Egypt. Are you hearing me? May you receive your package right now. I say, may you receive your package in full. Because as part of your salvation package, you ought to be strong. Oh, Jesus Christ. Strong in the Lord, yes. Amen? So there was none. They had what? Silver and gold. Say silver and gold. Who wants silver and gold here? Oh, Jesus Christ. Why would God really want them to have all that money? If it's not because that he has planned that we must have these things. Amen. Amen? Who's ready to receive what is due? Hallelujah. So there was none. You see, God wants everyone. You know, that's the point of my message here. He wants everyone. So that's why we need each other. Amen? We must be delivered from this spirit that we must be the only one who have certain things. We seem to get some satisfaction to stand out. You know, really rich people saying, you don't even see them. You don't even see them.
Come now, Jesus.
Real rich people. Oh, you come here and sit there and look at you. Honey, Bangai High is overflowing. He's looking at all these poor people driving Lamborghinis. I want to talk to somebody here. A rich man will be like driving a Corolla. Polo, huh? And someone so look at these poor people. I want to talk to somebody here.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
so may we be delivered from these things of wanting to stand out. Kwena kwena. It shows weakness. I want to talk to somebody. It shows weakness. There's something you are trying to fill up, a void in you, by the things you are showing off. Can I talk to somebody in the house? When God makes you rich, you'll not be like that. I say, when God gives you money, you won't be like that. Hallelujah. Say, never, you don't like this message. Why? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, before God gives you money, he wants to fix you.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Your money is there. It's just that you go garaging, man. It's just been fixed. Am I talking to someone? Am I talking to rich people here?
Yes.
Your money is there. Tell your neighbor, your money is there. They are just fixing you. Hallelujah. Imagine when you get all the money, you don't rush to where people rush to. You know, there are some people, when they get money, they run mad. They lose something. Have you seen that? They don't even say, it's like they're thinking, tomorrow, where do I go? What am I going to buy? What am I going to do tomorrow when I wake up? Shops could be open 24/7. Are you sitting next to such a person here? No or yes? Is it a no? Say, neighbor, I see God is still fixing you. Say, neighbor, we're going to be rich together here. There's no one who's going to show off here. When you pack your thing, I also pack mine. I'm not going to get lift from you. No. We have to give lift to the people who are in the world. Not each other here. No more. Hallelujah. Are you ready for your wealth? Are you ready for your wealth? No one was feeble. They're all strong. When they were coming out of Egypt, oh, look at them. Wow. Have you ever seen a place where no one was poor? Yeah. And that's what God desires of us. It's just that when he blesses some of us, hey, we just show off. And then there's this thing, this mentality to think that you're working hard, that others are lazy. Nothing like that. Some of us work more than those who are rich. Some of them will say, I work smart. What's that? Okay, maybe. I work smart. They shine, isn't it? It's because I work smart. I work 3 hours. How long do you work? 8 hours. Show me how you work 3 hours. I also want to work 3 hours. Who wants to work 7 hours here? Don't shine. Just tell me how you work 3 hours. I also want to work 2 hours. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God blesses us, he does not do that to oppress others. He does it so that we can lift their standards. Especially as children of God. Those are things of the world. This competition thing is in the world. In the world, that's how it's survival of the fittest. But not in the house of God. Amen. God wants to lift you up together as wealthy people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A season is coming where we shall all drive cars. If you will believe it, it's up to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. But it will take you doing what I'm teaching you. Amen? What I'm teaching you. When you see somebody who is not picking up the pace, you say, hey, you don't have to be in that state. You don't have to. Come out. Come up. In that way, we'll help each other. There's some people who have lost faith. They've lost everything. You say, uh-uh. You know, you remember the story that I told you that, you know, in my village where I grew up, there were young boys who grew up together. You know, I think I shared this with young people, isn't it? I think it was on a Friday night when I spoke about this doctor friend of mine. Was it the youth meeting? It was the youth meeting. It was not, yeah. That this young man, when I went back home, you know, I was like in the area. In fact, I think in the whole village at the time, I was the only one who is becoming a doctor. Those years. So I really stood out. You understand what I'm saying? I really stood out. So when I went back home, you know, these boys I grew up with, I didn't see an opportunity to oppress them and take all their girlfriends.
Jesus.
You It's like I didn't say it. Did apostles say that? Because that's what is happening. Yeah. When I say it as it is, now I must oppress them. Oh, Jesus. Say never, oh, Jesus. So when they said, when they came to me and said, you know, is it possible that we could also be doctors? And I said, why not? It's not difficult. No, it's not difficult. Just make sure you pass. That's all. You can do it. You don't have to be a genius. Yeah. And I told them that at school, I've seen geniuses failing. Yeah. At university, they were failing. They were being excluded. They came with the 777 A's, whatever you call it. Are you hearing? And they were being excluded. And I told them, it's not about it. Just make sure you pass and pray. Amen. That's all. That's all I did. Amen. And I always tell them, God humbled me because I did not pass that well my matric because there were political unrest. So my results are not a true reflection of me. But I think God wanted to humble me. Amen. So that I don't go around thinking, hey, I do well. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah? Yeah. So these young people, I'll tell them this. And I'll tell, okay, no, you come. You know, and there was one of them. You know what? I don't understand people who have nothing and they're proud. That one, it's a miracle. It's a mystery. Aha. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. How does somebody who has nothing be so proud? Aye, that's a mystery. Who can explain it here? Huh? I mean, there was one of them, who was trying to oppress others. He's down, but he's pulling them down also. So no, you don't even think like you think you can be like him. Forget it. And when he tells me, even now, one of these guys is so proud of me. The other day, he's a dentist. He's got offices in Santin, and he asked me to come and he fixes my teeth, mahala. Like anything I want here, I do mahala. You see why you have to help others. Mahala. If I want gold, I go there, mahala. Say never mahala. And he has got the practice, one of the top hotels. What is that hotel where he has got it? Leonardo. Sante. Okay. When they do my, it's on top. When I do my teeth, I can see the whole of Sante. As they put gold in my teeth. Are you hearing me? And this is the man who did not believe that he could. Because the other guy was pulling him down. He said, every time I came, he said, you can do it, just pass. And then he failed at some point. He realized, oh, and he asked me. I said, don't worry, just do it again. You will come, you will be a doctor. And he couldn't believe it when they finally passed and he got accepted. That man, he's very grateful for me that I encouraged him like that. Even today, he does not stop talking about it. I mean, that's like he's been a dentist for over 20 years now. But he's still talking about it even today. He must come and testify here. He must come and testify here. I'll bring him. Yeah. He has been postponing visiting this church. I'll bring him and I'll tell my church now wants to hear it from you. Do you want him?
Yes.
I'll bring him. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So, you see how, in fact, if you read Ecclesiastes, it speaks about what I'm telling you. Okay, read about it. Are you loving what you're hearing? I said chapter what? 4, ne? Okay, read it.
Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Two are better than one.
Two are better than one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because they have a good reward for their labor.
Because they've got a good reward for their labor. Uh-huh.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
For if they fall.
If they fall.
One will lift up his companion.
Ah. If one falls, the other one will do what? Will lift him up. People who do that like that, they don't think one day they will need help from another person. Today, I have my teeth fixed for nothing. You know how much it will cost me? Huh? Upatala lor ke something. Is it not true? Yeah. I mean, he sees foreigners there, people who are traveling, and also you said they pay in dollars, whatever. So when out like a renta. So anybody when out like a renta. Naki investile khale. I've invested a long time ago in this man's life. Today I'm just getting my dividends. Am I here? Am I talking to somebody here? I'm just getting what? My dividends. I just go there. That man, even when I come into it, it's like somebody special came to his office. It's like he's happy. You can see it. Are you comfortable? You know what I mean? Are you hearing? Why? Simply because when I was going up, I did not press them down. Amen. So, say neighbor, the law of connection. The importance of another person in your life must not be underestimated. Even though they don't look the part today, but there's great potential in their lives. It just needs to be unearthed. Amen. When I meet someone who's less fortunate than me, it's not an opportunity to show off. For me, it's an opportunity to be grateful. It's a chance to lift somebody's lives up for my own sake. Because I know tomorrow, hey, this life never, I street. Who agrees with what I'm telling you? It's not up. Ask people who have been down. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, have you been down? Have you been down like down? You pray somebody who's up could really have mercy on you and lift you up. Amen? So those who get ahead of others must remember this. Hallelujah. The story of the four lepers in the book of 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. You know? Can you read 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9? Read 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9.
2 Kings chapter 7 verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Then they said to one another.
Who? The lepers, okay? Are you here? The lepers, okay? Now, these people have discovered wealth. They stumbled upon wealth. I say somebody's going to stumble upon great wealth. Yeah. Hallelujah. So they stumbled upon these riches. Amen. Like everything was there. Everything. Amen. Today they were outcast. You know. Here's the thing, Bazal. Are you hearing me? Never forget where you come from. You know, one thing that keeps people stable and anchored in life, grounded, that's the right word I want. One thing that keeps people grounded is to remember where they come from. Remember I told you that you are just a promoted slave. Yeah. No, that's what the Bible says. Just a promoted, remember that you are just a slave. You are a slave. Just promoted to look after God's things. Are you hearing me? So I think that spirit keeps you humbled. Even when you handle billions. Who's going to handle billions here? Say, neighbor, Litzola, how are you convinced? Somebody lifted two hands. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I speaking of somebody here?
Amen.
Somebody is going to stumble upon riches. It happens. I mean, you can be rich tomorrow without going through the trouble that I'm talking about. Amen. You can be rich tomorrow. We don't know how God can do it. These lepers were just there, outcast, thinking, hey, we're going to die from this disease. No one wants us in there. And they're just there, wondering what next. And then they decide, let's go this way. And then they found money. They found everything. There's a way that you will go, you don't even know why, and you'll stumble upon something. Amen. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? I said, there's a way you will go, and you won't even know why, and you'll stumble upon something. That will change your life. I mean, some of you, okay, I'm giving myself 5 years. It's fine. It's anybody. It's good to plan. But if God wants to lift you up tomorrow, he will do it. It's good to have plans. In 5 years' time, I want to see myself here. Good. Well, we need that. But hey, it does not rule out the fact that God can just say, you are next.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Who is next? Who believes he's next here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, these riches belongs to God. He has hidden them anywhere he wants to hide them, and will reveal them to anybody who wants to reveal them.
Amen.
No one was born rich, or no one brought anything into this world.
Amen.
You may be born in a rich family, but no one brought anything here.
Amen.
So these things are just allocated by God's grace to people. And for somebody to say it's because he's clever, he's working hard, that's foolishness. You've been appointed. I talked about appointment.
Yes, sir.
You've been appointed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There are people who do better, who are even smarter, but they're not that rich.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So it's the foolishness of this world. Yes, you have to be smart with God's money, yes. But don't think you are rich because you're smart. No. I've seen the most stupid people rich.
Yes.
I've seen fools rich.
Yes.
Who has never seen a rich fool here?
Ah.
Plenty.
Plenty.
Yeah. Plenty.
Yes. So
somebody here doesn't even know how to hold himself or herself. It's just too much. She knows fools who are rich. Do you know a fool who's rich?
Yes.
You have seen many. They look down upon you because you don't have things. That's a fool. That's it. They're men, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe I should stop preaching here. You need to go home. We'll continue next week. Amen. Next week I'm going to give you ways how to connect with people. Remember, it's a law of connection. So we're going to give you ways, amen, how to really do it. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
So next week, I'm just going to go straight into the things that you can do to remain connected to people and how to actively make sure that you connect to people. Because sometimes it's about you taking initiatives to connect with people. Hello?
Amen.
You know, sometimes we see Christians not taking their beliefs very seriously. If you believe in something, you have to start walking towards it. If you believe that you are rich or you're going to be rich, whatever, you must start going to where richest people go. Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. You often see that workshops and meetings are advertised where great opportunities will come and Christians don't go. They don't attend these places. They won't go. But I'll be talking about those things next week. You are going to be empowered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all of us, we're going to move together. I say we're going to move together. Yeah. And you know what I want and what I believe is that at the end of this teaching, we are going to start making money. Oh, Jesus. Somebody's like, say, ah, we're going to start making money. Say, neighbor, it's high time we start making money. Who does not want to make money here? No one. I love money. Love money. Hallelujah. And we're going to do it together. Hallelujah. I really believe this is faith that I have, that we are going to do it together. You see, this is like a public announcement. Don't say tomorrow they didn't tell me. How to now, let's go. When I phoned to Mrut in the week, I couldn't get you. Your phone was somehow having problems. I don't. It was leading me somewhere else. I wanted to tell you how excited I was that I see how we're going to make money. Agree. So you saw my missed call.
Yeah, something was wrong with the SIM card, and now I know why.
Oh, now you know. I wanted to tell you that. I was so excited. I wanted to tell you that. Hey, don't worry anymore. Amen. Don't worry anymore. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that this message will not be without manifestations. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know what is painful is that many people of God wants to do things for God, but they don't have money. Yes. Do you think God likes it?
No.
That way? Huh? The good-hearted people are here. The bad ones are there chowing money. And the ones with good hearts are just wishing how they can look to take care of the poor if they had money. But the ugly and the demonic and the evil and the wicked ones are just chowing money. Do you think God wants to? It's an error. And the things that I'm going to, some of you can just say, okay, these wicked people, some of them got this money, got wealthy the right way. But it's just that those are the principles we don't want to follow. Amen? And we want to say, oh God, but why? God, what do I? But God say, hey, I gave you wisdom. What are you doing? Why are the children of the world wiser than you? That it is changing in the name of Jesus. I say it is changing in the name of Jesus. Listen, I pray that you'll make so much money that you work 2 hours, the rest you'll do God's work. Oh, who believes what I'm saying here? 2 hours, say about 2 hours. And you'll even work from home. You won't have to go in a taxi. Your amen is not serious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, many people won't listen to my message because they don't see me driving a Lamborghini, okay? Out there, don't worry. God wants them to keep that way for now so that you rise first. Yeah. They are waiting for signs, but you don't wait for signs. You are believers. So you will rise. When they wake up, you'll be far. You people, are you receiving this? Are you receiving this? Hallelujah. Saying about the law of connection. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. I see that God has a plan for me through you. Hallelujah. You know, God sometimes, you know what he does? He gives you 99% of success, 99% of secrets of success, or the ability, the grace He gives you 90, not 100. You, oh, we all need 100%, by the way. Not going to succeed with 99. And then he keeps 1 year. Amen. He keeps 1 year. When I unana ubhlale awuhloki muthi womungu khana una le 99. And he just takes one. He put it in some lousy fellow. And you look at him and say, this guy is not serious with life. You ignore him. He's just quiet there. He's looking at you. It's very 1 year. Modimu can humble people. You go all over thinking you'll get help where you think you'll get help, nix. And you go to that guy frustrated. Okay, what's your name? Say, okay, I'm so and so, but the Lord told me. What? You need 1, 2, 3, so I think I can help you. There's no way. Amen? Yes. Are you hearing me? Yes. So, the power or the law of connection, it's a law. It's a law. You know, you cannot break it. It means it runs life. It controls life. There's no way God can put everything in one person. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody can be beautiful. Somebody can be beautiful. Amen. Can be very educated. Amen. Can be very rich. Amen. Everything. Amen. And you look at this person, and you, what a perfect being. There's something is shorter. Yeah. Shorter. Mudimu, can't do that. I know this God, eh? He knows human beings, so he can't put everything in one. He knows them. He can't trust them that much. He scatters things. Hallelujah. He does what? He scatters things. Because he knows human beings. Otherwise, we would have nothing to do with anybody. That's how we are. But it's okay, I'll humble them. Hallelujah. Say neighbor. Don't worry, we are just being humbled here. The one you don't want to talk to is the one. The one you hate the most is the one. The one you wish should not have been your neighbor, it's an error, is the one. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Yeah, the one you say, but why on earth? This one, yeah, is the one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So we are going to continue next week. Next week, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritties. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is it that you must go into to make sure that you connect seriously with people and you cherish the connections that God has given you? Don't just think you cross paths with people, just ask yourself, why did I meet this person? No matter how that person looks,
yes, sir.
Why?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to like everyone. Amen?
Amen?
No, it's not a prerequisite for working with people. You will work with people who don't like, it's fine. Amen? For God, it's all right. Just work on that weakness, that's all. Don't have to like everybody, but you must love them. Liking is just not sure if it's even necessary anything. Amen? Hallelujah. So, think back about people that have come in your life that you did not think much about. And think about possible missed opportunities in life. You know, sometimes you are here, say, okay, but why God me? Repent. Ask your neighbor, how many people have you met in your life? Can your neighbor remember? Huh? Men, isn't it? And some of them don't even remember their faces. You struggle to remember their faces. Amen? You know, sometimes I get humbled when, because I see so many people, I meet so many people. when somebody, you know, when my wife tries to remind me about something that somebody I cannot remember, I feel so bad. Don't remember this person. I say, shh, be so bad. What if I forgot my help? What if I forgot my helper? I cannot even remember the face of my helper. But you don't remember. No, that guy. And I say, oh, which one? She tries hard. And I remember nothing. I say, you, what if I've forgotten my helper? I didn't even pay attention. That's why maybe I forget. There are people I remember. Why do I remember those? Is it because I liked them? Or because they had money? Or because they had something? Why do I remember them? Why don't I remember the guy, this one? So before we complain and say, God, why me? Take a time and just, God, say, Lord, I know people have come and gone. I pray, help me. If there's somebody that I let go, forgive me. Because you brought them into my life and I did not pay attention. They did not meet my criteria. Again, we have criteria. We know how our help is going to come. We have a package. Your help is going to come that way. No. You see, if God has put a lot in you, your help will not look significant. If God has put a lot in you, your help won't look significant. Because it's not really much. It's just that God wants you to know that you need somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Amen. So instead of making noise and crying and complaining, I don't have opportunities. But when the opportunities came, you did not recognize them. Because they didn't look like they were. Hallelujah. So that's where we start. Just repent. And God will bring them again. We'll just bring them. You'll just remind. Okay, go visit that guy again. Go visit that guy again. Take a minute to just ask somebody, who are you? Who are you? What brings you here? You know? Understand something about somebody. Just maybe that may be the person who will unlock things. You know, a key is a small thing, but it opens big doors. Amen. You'll see a big door, you think they're going to give you a big key. They give you a small thing, say, is it going to open this thing? Yeah. Just put it, the door opens. Wow. Wow. Amen. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So instead of just repent and say, Lord, I'm sure help came my way and I did not see it. Can you spend a moment just praying? Just for so that God can forgive us and put us back on the right path. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Amen.
Just spend this moment. Let's just pray. Just repent for every encounter that you have had with people. Every encounter that you have had with people. No matter how small, no matter how big, no matter how beautiful, how ugly, how wealthy, how rich, how poor, you know. Everybody that comes and crosses our lives, there's a reason. I don't believe in coincidences. There is a reason. There's a reason. We were busy thinking about other things and missed things and missed the connection that God was showing us, that I want to connect you with this person. Father, we pray this morning. Lord God, we have been around for a long time and seen many, and we don't even remember who we have met, who we have seen. Lord God, Father, Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, We thought we are wise to know how you are going to come. Lord God, and lost an opportunity to connect with people we thought they were insignificant, but yet they came from you. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you will give us the wisdom. Heavenly Father, we repent as a church, we repent as a people, that, Lord, we have not seen your intervention in our lives. We don't want to sit here and complain that we don't have opportunities in life. Heavenly Father, but yet we missed it when you wanted to connect us with people of importance. Heavenly Father, God, we pray this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, help us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Thank you for the new mind and the new thinking that we have now. That everybody that comes across our lives is an opportunity to connect. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that you will give us the heart to take, to consider others important, no matter how they look. Heavenly Father, we are humbled, we are humbled, we are humbled, Lord. We pray that as you start afresh with us, every connection and every meeting that we have, we shall learn to be spiritual. We shall learn to be sensitive. We shall learn to discern that these are the people that you want in our lives to play a certain role and a certain thing, a certain role in our lives. Heavenly Father, we pray today. Yes, oh Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Here we are, Lord. Here we are. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. This is the next prayer that I want us to pray. We're going to pray against the spirit of want to outshine others. The spirit of wanting to stand out and be seen. Are you ready to pray against that spirit? Are you ready? Are you ready? God does not give us worth to outshine others. Never. God cannot do that. There's a reason for wealth other than just outshining and showing off. Are we ready to pray that we must be delivered from this spirit? We all do get tempted that when wealth comes, it's going to take us out of this place and put us somewhere else where people will start respecting us. It's a spirit. Heavenly Father, we pray. Please lift up your hand right now. Heavenly Father, we pray. Our hands are lifted. Help us, Lord. Remove the weakness in us. The weakness to look for outside things to make us who we are. To give us status. Heavenly Father, Lord, remove this spirit in us. Fill this vacuum with yourself and your word. That we want to fill up with things. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do not want when your riches come, will find us in this weakness. Heavenly Father, fill us with yourself. Fill us with the Lord Jesus Christ, his word, so we are satisfied with who we are. And we don't need anything from outside to make our names or to make us a name. Heavenly Father, we don't need respect because of wealth. We have respect despite of it. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray right now that, Lord, we should be assured of our position in you and in the society, regardless of what we have. We pray that, Lord, we will not use anything that we have to make a statement about ourselves. Heavenly Father, we pray for humility. Remove this weakness from us. Remove this weakness from our lives, Lord. We pray that when wealth comes our way, it will not be used as a weapon to settle scores. Heavenly Father, we pray. That's not a purpose you tell us for this wealth that's coming our way. We pray that we shall be settled in our position right now. And when this money comes, Lord, it will not change us, not even a bit. Lord Jesus, we know the responsibility we have with the money that you are giving us, and we shall not be distracted. Remove these impurities in our lives. Remove them, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. May we not be found in the state when money comes. Help us, Lord. Remove everything. Remove it, Lord. I pray, fill us, Lord, with yourself, your spirit, your character. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Say, money is coming. Say, money is coming my way. Hallelujah. Wow. Are you blessed, Bazalwane? Are you blessed? Tapelo ya kakore, you'll get money today. And wabe witwella fela, kuro witwella fela o kitlai bo. Say neighbor, can you do that? Kapa o tlai bon samusolo I fitla fela. O bon samusolo. Ora mona ke khale ke metsi mo. Kata ka fitla pleke nyengwe ka jenule. Na figa yenye ndao. Are you here? Did you ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, when money arrived today, will you leave it like, say, okay, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. Are you here? Like you leave money, say, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. Look, I'm expecting you know. Don't worry, I'll come and see you. Or you will immediately switch your phone off and we won't find you. Do you love Jesus Christ? Come on, let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this church, we just not say to people, you'll be rich. And we don't prepare them for the riches. They will be destroyed. It's like lotto. Usana lotsara lotto. Amen. Not so with the things of God. Amen. You are prepared, hallelujah. Amen. And you are made ready for what is coming. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Amen.